Justin Flick back with you, talking Royal Valley Boys Hoops now with head coach Brad Alley. The Panther boys are 10-5 on the season, 6-4 in the Big 7 League. They did not play like the girls this week and had Tuesday night off, so only one game since last time we spoke, coach, and that was a heartbreaking loss for your team. You had a couple tough losses this year, but certainly one against rival Holton as they win at 3 points, 43-40 on the last second shot. Boy, both teams had multiple opportunities. I'm sure they felt like to win. What did you feel like overall was the difference and deciding factor in that game last Friday?
Well, you know, when you want to beat a good team like Holton, you got to do a lot of the little things. You know, we missed some free throws. The front end is 1-1s in the fourth quarter. You know, we were holding for the last shot at the end of the game and weren't able to take care of the ball there. You know, they hit a big shot. So there's a lot of factors that go into it, but we played pretty well.
I think Tuck Caleb Barger had 11 points apiece. He led through really much of the game. And, well, defensively, you had to be really pleased. I thought both teams played good defense, but especially your defense, it seemed like, was not allowing, and neither team had very many easy shots most of the night.
Yeah, you know, they're a really good offensive team, and they have some kids that can really shoot the daylights out of the ball. And so we had to adjust our defensive strategy a little bit for them, and I felt like that our kids executed the game plan pretty well.
How good is your team in transition? I know, especially in the first half, it seemed like you were able to get ahead of the pack and get some buckets without having to set up in the half-court game. And I know it's been an emphasis, but that seems like it continues to be one of the strengths for your ball club.
Yeah, we have really good athletes and some really quick kids, and we handle situations like that pretty well where we get out in transition, and there's a lot less thinking involved in the game when you're running, and so that's what we try to do as much as we can.
You took a day off this week. How about the oddness of having a little extra time, I guess, to rest or whatever before your final five games of the season? It's kind of a weird time for a break, but did you feel like it was a good thing for your club?
Oh, yeah, it's much needed. You know, we've got some sickness going through the school right now. Luckily, I hadn't hit our team, but, you know, anytime we're getting ready to go through a stretch that we're going to go through a day off, so always going to be needed to get our legs under us.
You're at Hiawatha Friday, just two road games left and three at home. You get a big one against Sabetha next Tuesday night. And as you play these league teams a second time through, what different approach or changes do you kind of have to have because the teams know each other so well?
Well, you just got to be a little bit better at everything that you do. You know, the first go around, you feel each other out a little bit, and now you know what to expect. By this time, most people aren't changing what they do. They're pretty much sticking to what they're good at, and so you know what to expect, and you just got to be better at the little aspects, rebounding loose balls, free throws, those type of things.
Well, we look forward to coming down there next Tuesday, Coach. We'll be broadcasting your game against Sabetha, and best of luck Friday night at Hiawatha as well.
All right, appreciate it.
Brad Alley, head coach of the Panthers, on the Royal Valley Locker Room Chat, a service each week of the Hoyt Animal Practice.